Thoughts about trusting the process. As I've mentioned more than once in recent months, 2023 is the break year in the three-year cycle of Tahoe Big Years. So when winter came to a close this year, I was excited about the prospect of actually having free time during the summer. Essentially, I wouldn't be spending every waking minute outside of eating, sleeping, and working, either searching for birds or wildflowers. Not that I don't enjoy Tahoe Big Years, on the contrary, I become completely obsessed with participating in the year-long events to the point where I table nearly every other project, passion, or pastime. But for all of my plotting and planning this spring, I have to admit that this summer hasn't really played out as I imagined it would. May and the first half of June still could have qualified as winter as far as I'm concerned. Then when the rainstorms finally broke, time just evaporated. Without referring to my calendar, I could only guess as to where those last 2 weeks of June went. July passed nearly as fast, and it was marked by blazing hot temperatures, at least for Tahoe, and epic-sized crowds. And through it all, I've been dealing with the low-grade yet persistent stress of preparing to sell my Jeep and buying a new car. As a seasonal worker who lives on the cheap and tries to keep any given purchase that I make well under $100, the thought of spending a significant portion of my savings and then still having a monthly car payment stresses me out. But it's something that I need to do before my summer job comes to a close. That's because finance companies usually have a hard time wrapping their minds around lending money to someone who doesn't currently have a job. Trust me when I say that as fun and rewarding as my life is, being a seasonal employee isn't without certain inconveniences. All of that said, I do take comfort in knowing that everything happens at the right time, in the right place, and in the right sequence. Although that concept isn't my creation, I've held that belief ever since I was a professional massage therapist during the first few years of the new millennium. At the time, I studied traditional topics that came with the territory, such as anatomy and physiology, and how to effectively apply massage technique to the body. I also took an interest in meditation, the power of positive thinking, and other related self-empowerment techniques. This doesn't make me any sort of expert, just someone who's been contemplating this stuff for the past couple of decades. Whether or not the concept of everything happening in the right time, place, and sequence is an immutable law of life is irrelevant. I choose to believe it. Now, this isn't to say that I believe that life is preordained, fate is inevitable, or that people can't change their nature. Taking things to those extremes seems limiting to me because it basically removes agency from our lives. If the outcome is already determined, then very few decisions we make would actually matter. And that just doesn't sound like a fulfilling approach to living our lives. So instead of embracing this philosophy of everything happening at the right time, place, and sequence, as an adjacent view of fate or destiny, I treat it more like an improv session. That is, regardless of the situation with which I'm faced, I do my best to respond with a yes and answer. Admittedly, I do say no pretty often, and in a lot of situations, it does take me a while to warm up to new ideas, but I'm always trying to roll with the punches and to let go of my attachment to outcomes. So long as I make appropriate decisions based on the circumstances at hand and act with a correct heart, regardless of whether or not I know where I'm going, I know I'll eventually arrive at exactly where I need to be. But where I need to be doesn't necessarily mean that I need to be in one specific place doing one specific thing. I have a degree in technical writing, for example. This means that I essentially learned how to translate technical information into something more palatable for the layperson. Most people with that degree go on to work in a technical field producing user manuals for phones or air fryers or whatever. I never did. Yet, I now publish how-to videos about cross-country skiing and articles about where to hike at Lake Tahoe. So over 2 decades later, here I am putting that bachelor's degree to use by translating technical information for the layperson. Is that fate at work? Was I always destined to be a cross-country ski instructor? Or is this all just the sum total of every decision that I've made leading up to this point, based on my unique life experiences and evolving interests? I tend to believe it's the latter, especially considering how many quote-unquote careers that I've had over the years and how many passions that I've pursued. I realize that this seems like splitting hairs when discussing the differences between everything happening at the right time, place, and sequence versus fate, but you can see the endless possibilities that come with the former versus the clearly defined path of the latter, right? Again, fate just seems so unyielding and permanent to me, and I just don't want to live my life believing that I can't make choices that'll have an impact regardless of outcome. Buying a Jeep was my response to the snowpocalypse that engulfed Lake Tahoe during the winter of 2016-17. By the following spring, I was exhausted from the constant struggle of driving in deep snow with a two-wheel drive coupe, so the Jeep at the time was a logical choice. Now, however, my decision to sell it and buy a new car boils down to one of the age-old dilemmas with owning a vehicle. Is it better to own a used vehicle outright and have to deal with the constant maintenance, or to purchase a new car that's dependable but comes with a monthly payment? At some point in every relationship, there comes a time where we have to acknowledge that it's either going to move forward, stand still, or that we're going to continue putting out fires every other day. Suffice it to say, then, that I absolutely hate the fact that so much of my mental bandwidth over the past year has been consumed by vehicle issues. Like I said before, though, sometimes it takes me a while to warm up to a new idea, and this is one of those times. I really wanted things to work between me and the Jeep, but I do believe that now is the right time and place to make the change. So I'm moving forward, and hopefully by this time next month, I'll have a new car.